this meeting to order. If you stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I want to thank everyone for coming this evening, and if you have anything to say, if you'd come forward so that the recorder could pick that up. Council members, if you'd speak loudly so the recorder would pick you up, too. First item on the agenda is to approve the minutes from the May 4th, 2026 regular city council meeting. Is there any additions or corrections to the minutes?
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to approve the minutes from May 4th regular city council meeting.
I'll second that motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the May 4th, 2026 regular city council meeting. Any other discussion on it? All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Motion is carried. Okay.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion for informal consideration of all the remaining agenda items.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded for informal consideration on all the remaining items on the agenda. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Motion is carried. Okay, next item is excuse me. Next item is the use of Lions Club Park for the Big Timber Grade School end of year bash. Is there a PTA representative? Could you come forward and say your name, please?
Hi, everybody. I'm Sky Rawhorst. I am a first grade teacher at Big Timber Grade School, and I'm the vice president for the PTA as well.
And what are you requesting of us?
We are requesting to use the park this Thursday for our end of school bash. We provide food for the kids. We barbecue hamburgers, hot dogs. We have fun stuff like snow cones and cotton candy. And then we also have bounce house, a dunk tank, and lots of fun stuff for them to do.
All right. Hope if you got a copy of their insurance. Okay. Okay, is there any questions from the council?
What time is it at?
It's from 5 to 7.
Hazel's going to want to go, I'm sure.
What's that?
So Hazel's going to want to go.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Any further discussion?
No.
No?
I'll make a motion that we approve the use of the Lions Club Park for the Big Timber School year-end bash.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the use of Lions Club Park for the Big Timber Grade School end-of-year bash. Is there any further discussion from the council? Any public comment? All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Motion is carried. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, next item is Dornix Park goats for weed control. Sally on still.
I'm actually doing it. I'm Joy Larson.
Okay.
I'm on the board of Dornix as well, but it was my project, so I'm doing the presentation.
All right.
We did it last year. And it went really well. And we are bringing the gal that has the goats, has twice as many this year. So it's like 250 goats. She'll bring them in the last week of May, so 22nd through the 31st. We won't have to close the park. They have electric fencing, and they move the goats to different areas that they've already scoped out as far as, you know, where they need to have them for the weed control. And, you know, we just need to, she will bring her children, young girls, and they're really interested in the business. This is a startup thing that just started with us last year, and they're doing really well. And her girls will, if they see someone that has a dog that's not leashed, they'll say, you know, you need to leash your dog. And the family stays there 24/7 on the property at Dornex, and they're bringing a camper this year. Last year they used a tent. This year they'll be a little more comfortable. And there's sheep herding guardian livestock dogs with the goats, and she and her husband.
All right. Any questions? Council?
I just got a question. Sure. So I'm assuming that they set up their own fence and then they move it to the next location.
Yes.
And they generate their own electricity for it? Or?
I think they have solar, but I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, they do all that. I think it's solar charged.
Okay.
They bring their own fencing and stuff.
Any other questions from the council? Any public comment? All right.
I'll make a motion to approve the goats for weed control at Dornex Park.
Thank you.
I'll second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve the goats for weed control at Dornex Park. Is there any further council discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Motion is carried. Thank you. Okay, next item is use of water at the Crazy Mountain Dog Park. So
yeah.
I guess you're up.
It's actually the Dornex Park Dog Park now, but that's all right. We have, when we got the dog park, we agreed to be managing the dog park a few years ago. It really was in pretty bad shape for dogs even, because the people who had originally put it in, which was not Dornex Park, had been gone for a while. And so when we got it, I think I've said in the flyer, the handout, that we had, you know, cactuses and rocks, and so we've been trying to improve it as best we can. So our latest try was to think about, you know, when is our rainy season and when could we plant some nice grasses in there? And they're dryland grasses, so they don't really need water going forward, but they do need some water just to get them to germinate right now. And because you know, rains have not come the way we all wish they would. I'm just worried that we're going to lose them. And so after many, many hours of digging out the rocks and putting topsoil on there and putting this nice seed mix in there, we haven't really had much rain. So I'm requesting a short-term permission to use the water should we not have rain. I mean, if we can get some rain, I won't need to use it, but should we not get rain, it would be wonderful if you would allow us to use that water for a brief time to get that grass germinated. So that's my request. I can't tell you exactly how long because I don't know how it will compare with rain or no rain. Or it's going to be probably hand watering because we don't have all sorts of fancy underground things that pop up or anything like that. So I'm thinking we probably would connect some hoses and some handheld stuff and just try to keep it damp enough so that we could get some germination without rain. So that's my request.
Do you think until, say, the end of July would be sufficient?
I honestly can't tell you. Do you have some thought about it? I mean, it just depends on what
weather. Well, that would be our rainy season. Normally,
pardon me?
If we had a normal rainy season.
Right. Then I wouldn't do that, probably.
It it'll probably be over by the end of July.
Yeah. So. And even now, I mean, if we had a normal rainy season, I probably wouldn't need to ask.
Right. I understand.
Yeah. So but I can't.
Comparatively.
I wish I could tell you. I don't know. I
can't imagine it wouldn't germinate by then.
Yeah, I would think.
Sure. Yeah.
I would think. No. So I don't
probably
know.
Like 3 weeks.
There is a water meter on there.
Are these native grasses?
They are. Native dryland grasses.
Okay.
We got them recommended from Blake Nursery, and so, yeah. Trying to have it the lowest maintenance we can,
yeah.
But can't control the rain.
And a lot of times, even if they don't germinate in the spring,
mm-hmm.
they will carry over to the fall and germinate in the fall, too. So
I'm hoping.
That's a good thing, too, that they're native.
Yeah. The thing that scares me is if they do germinate now and then dry out. You know, that would be the worst-case scenario, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's my wish.
Any other questions from the council? Is there any public comment about this? No?
Did you do both, or did you just do one side?
We did only the bigger side on the, would be kind of the north.
Yeah.
Away from the Osprey pole that's there.
Yeah. So you just did one side of the park?
Yeah, right, just kind of as an experiment, you know. I mean, we'll see how it works.
Yeah. Do you want to put a time limit on it, or just?
That's what I was thinking. Maybe go to the end of July.
Yeah.
Be sufficient. Give them a couple months to.
And then you could always come back.
I mean, if it rains, it rains. If not, they have water until then.
If we say you can use it till the end of July, and then if you need it for longer, we can always come back and read.
Sure.
We do it, but
no, that's fine. Yeah. That'd get us started anyway.
Yeah. Right. Well, then I make a motion to approve the use of water at the Dornix Dog Park until the end of July.
I'll second
that. That's great.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the water use of water at Dornix Dog Park until the end of July. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. The motion is carried.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, next item on the agenda is going to be put off whenever.
Oh.
But that's the performance bond.
Okay.
Next is Republic Services Memorandum of Understanding for the county solid waste weight credit. You should have got a copy of that in your packets. You want to explain this a little bit to the council?
So previously, we discovered that, of course, the credit we were receiving from Republic Services was not covering cost of the trash that was being put through the transfer site by the county. So I did figure out how to figure out that cost each month, and we asked Republic Services if they would agree to cover the costs that I came up with each month so that we could zero out each month and not be losing any money, and they agreed to that. So this is the understanding that that's what will happen. I will submit my spreadsheet to them. They will approve it. We will receive that credit. And they're going to backdate it to March 1st.
So the credit is the $9,400.
So the credit for March is the 11,000. The credit for each month will be in the credit requested column.
So, Hope?
Yeah.
The difference column over on the far right hand side there, the 9,489, is that going to remain a deficit by the end of the year because we're not going back and
right.
collecting for the rest of those? So we'll, either way we look at it, we'll short that 9,500.
Does that credit request include some of the hauling fee too then?
It does.
It does? Okay.
So I figure out the percentage of trash that the county had
mm-hmm.
overall. And then so for March it was 38%. So I figured 38% of the cost we were charged for tonnage and for hauling.
Okay.
And that's how I figure.
Okay.
And this will carry on to future months?
Mm-hmm. This is going to carry on forward.
So why was it coming up short prior to this?
They were only giving us a certain amount per ton. So when previously it was $120 a ton, and then at the beginning of this year we increased it to $140 per ton, but it still wasn't enough to cover the cost. So we went back and asked, would they accept the spreadsheet that I had figured out? And they finally came back and said they would. And so I drew up this memorandum of
understanding. And is that basing it at 140 a ton?
No, it's basing it out of how much percentage of the trash each month is the county's.
Any other questions from the council? Is there any comment from the public about this ongoing issue with the public? No. So we do need a motion to approve this memorandum of understanding.
I'll make a motion to approve the memorandum of understanding with Republic Services for the county weight credits.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded to approve the memorandum of understanding with Republic Services for the county weight credit. Any further discussion from the council? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion is carried. Okay. Next item is Jim on the phone
yes.
there? Oh. Is a water court attorney selection. Jim, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can, Mayor.
All right, we'll turn this over to you for now.
Okay. Well, I contacted a number of water law attorneys, Bozeman, Helena, Billions, and the two in front of you, the Cusick firm in Bozeman and Parson Bailey Latimer in Helena, were the two firms that responded in a positive manner to represent the city with respect to the objections to our water claims. And I think the council members have in front of them or were provided copies of CV or a summary of the attorney's experience, and I believe I also provided via email their hourly these attorneys, and that's probably about the standard hourly rate for water law attorneys with that kind of experience. Both firms have attorneys who had acted as water masters for the water court, and that experience, I think, is pretty much equal with respect to both firms. I frankly don't have a strong preference as to either firm. I think, though, that just because the Cusick firm is in Bozeman and the Parsons Bailey firm is in Helena, that just that proximity to Big Timber probably would be my recommendation. I don't expect that either of the attorneys would need to travel once, maybe twice, even to Big Timber. But nevertheless, I think that the Bozeman firm would be my recommendation because of their proximity to Big Timber.
All right, counsel, do you have any questions for Mr. Lippert?
Jim, this is Jeff. Any idea on how many hours this is going to take? What are we looking at for a price tag?
Now that I think maybe early on we can get an approximation from the attorneys that we do hire. I would say initially I would expect, you know, up front, I would expect there'd be maybe 10 to 12 hours just in getting an understanding of our claims and the history. So I would expect, you know, initially the $3,000 to $5,000 for the first month or two. And then just depending on what we end up, I guess, what they end up recommending to us and what we would approve or not approve, I think, you know, I would expect a couple thousand dollars a month for maybe the first 6 months. And hopefully, Jeff, there'd be some conversations with Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks and the Bureau of Rec with respect to trying to resolve this outside of court. If we end up having a court hearing, of course, that's going to be much more expensive. But I would expect that the attorneys for both sides would have conversations about, you know, what Fish, Wildlife, and Parks and Bureau of Rec would accept as a resolution outside of the water court. And it may be at some point that there would need to be a formal mediation, in which case, you know, a representative of Big Timber would need to participate for a day in mediation with with FWD and the Bureau of Rec. I guess that's a long way of saying, Jeff, you know, I really don't know. It's hard for me to gauge at this point, but I would expect, you know, they're gonna spend 10 to 15 hours just getting to speed with our situation. And so I would expect, you know, $5,000 would be their fee for the first month or 6 weeks. I do know that Hope had notified me that the water court had issued an order where we could file a counter objection. So, you know, there'd be some consideration of that, but I think it would be probably unlikely that we would so against a state agency. It would be different if it was a private entity that had objected and had water rights that themselves that we could object to. So that would be my opinion, Jeff.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Let me ask one more question. I know there's going to be some eyes rolling here. The usage that we use currently versus the we use three versus the water rights are 125. If we just said, let's go in and just, you know, take what they're going to give us and move on and not hire an attorney, would you be able to cover that with them, or you would still need a water court attorney?
Well, I guess if we were basically willing to throw in the towel, Jeff, and just say, okay, what do you want? We'll give it to you. I mean, obviously, we wouldn't say that, but I could handle it in that event. That would just be a matter of drafting some documents to submit to the water court for approval. But I wouldn't recommend that because there's a policy that's been in place, and my understanding that the water court has issued some recent orders I've not reviewed that limits that policy for growing cities and towns where, you know, there was an understanding that a city or town is going to ask for more water than they're using presently, but anticipating the need in the future. Obviously, you know, if we're using 3 CFS or we've got a claim for 125, we're not anticipating that we're going to need 125, but nevertheless, I wouldn't want to limit us, and by limiting, you know, essentially give it to FWP or in-stream flow when we might be able to reserve a greater amount for the future of big timber. So that would be my concern, Jeff.
Well, also, wouldn't it... if we did something where we gave some up in exchange for a settlement at this point, leave us open to somebody else down the road making claim against it?
Well, at this point, the objections that have been filed are the only objections that can be made against our claim.
Jim, this is Justin.
I might
make a comment to the council that, and you can correct me if I might be wrong, but what this appears to be is the Boulder Water Basin is being adjudicated now, and it looks like there's more water rights users on not just the main Boulder but the West Boulder and the East Boulder that have objections to their claims too. So it's not just the city of Big Timber that's has these objections. Is that your take, Jim?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
So you're saying that FWP and Bureau of Records going after everybody on the Boulder and the...
Well, from a list that I saw, there's about 4 dozen water rights owners on all the tributaries to the Boulder.
Okay. Well, I think we need representation and some good counsel on this. So probably worth looking into getting some better advice and which way we should go. So,
I agree.
We don't know. We don't know.
You know, and okay, maybe we spend $5,000 in this first month or 6 weeks, and they might come. They might have a recommendation.
Yeah,
that's what I'm.
At that time, too.
I would agree, Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, I have a question then for Hope. It's like, where's this money coming from then?
It will have to come out of our water fund, and it would normally come out of professional services, which we are already overspent on. So I think we would take it out of purchase services.
And we have enough?
We have over $100,000.
Okay.
And that this will probably be a consideration for next year's budget too that we need to keep in mind.
Any public comments?
Any public comment about this?
Jeff, Aaron Freed. Jeff, I appreciate you asking the question. I've gotten in trouble for asking similar worst case scenario questions just to shape a problem. But I'm probably not telling you something you don't know, but I believe that we are headed towards water wars, and it's like gold, and I would be disinclined to give up anything that we don't have to. At the full CFM water right usage, we could pay for 6 months of legal bills in 18 hours.
Yeah. Right.
Bulk water field,
that's
with
what
bulk water sales. So I feel like anything we preserve really just pays for that.
Appreciate. Yeah, I'm completely against selling water, and for many, many reasons. So, but I understand that it's going to sell because I vote against it. Everybody else wants to sell it, so I guess it will pay for it.
So we need to choose one of these and make a motion to approve one of these.
Yes.
Well, okay. So are we at that point?
Are we at that point?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, then I'll make a motion to go along with Jim's recommendation for approving Cusick and Michael for the water attorney or water court attorney selection.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve Cusick and Michael law firm as our water court attorneys. Is there any further comments from the council?
So we talk about an initial amount of hours to take a look at this case and whatever. Is this just an open book right now that we're voting on? Or is this just for initial consultation? I mean, are they going to just, once we vote this in, are they just going to be able to charge and charge and charge and charge? I guess that's kind of my question here.
Well, I would think we would get started, wouldn't we? We'd get started. They would,
we don't have a contract with them.
We don't have a contract yet. We would take them on, and then they would give us an idea of what our costs would look like, and then we can decide from there to yay or nay it.
Okay, that's why I'm asking. I just want to know what we're exactly approving here. I don't want to just give an open checkbook to this.
No, Jeff, I think all we're doing is selecting a law firm, and obviously once we've done that, we'll have additional conversations with that firm, what we expect, and, you know, they would provide, when, that kind of thing. And, you know, they would bill on a monthly basis. No, we're not just opening our checkbook, I guess, to answer that question.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Any other questions or comments from the council? So, all those in favor of approving Cusick and Michael as the water court attorney, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Okay. Cusick and Michael. Jim, will you get a hold of them?
I will. You know, I have email communication where I'm at now. I'll be back in town Thursday afternoon, and but I will email that firm before then and just let them know that they've been selected and that we'll be in touch.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. And you'll forward them those objection notices that we received?
Yeah, they already have those. That's public information.
Okay.
And they have those available to them.
Okay. All right, thank you, Jim.
Yes.
All right. So the next item is deciding on an architectural engineering firm for the new City Hall building. Any comments from the building committee?
Sure, I'll say. So we whittled it down from 10 applicants to our top three, and then those top three came in and we had a list of questions. They gave, a couple of them gave us pretty impressive presentations. And from that, we narrowed it down to two. And we have some pros and cons. It was, I don't know, I thought it was really close. And personally, I think either way that we go, I think we'll get what we want. I think the process will just be a little bit different, you know, who we choose. But either way, I think they're both very good choices. Greg Button Architect, he's local. He's semi-retired, so this is his only project. The only downside that I see is that he's just himself, so I was worried that if something happened to him, there's not really a backup. But I'm not sure if that's really a valid concern or not. And then Collaborative Design Architects, they did kind of provide us with a pretty clear cost estimate. There are only like 15 people in their company, so they're not big, they don't have high overhead costs, but they are located in Billings, so there would be some, they're not as local. Do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I just said that in the discussion, Greg said that he would plan on having a Monday morning meeting each week, whereas Collaborative said once or twice a month, I think, was what they said. Wasn't that correct?
Well, that was them. I don't think that wasn't, like, their contractor. Those guys would have. I felt like they said they'd be like every week, but
no. The architect said that they would come once a month, or maybe once every 2 weeks.
Yep.
They expected to be here, but Greg said he would be here every Monday morning. And then the other thing is too, is anything comes up, he's 7 miles out of town, so it's a quick call and response. That's the only thing. Otherwise, you know, I think they're both be really good. Greg did text me a ballpark. He said, you know, for the civil, the structural, and him, somewhere in the neighborhood of $80,000-$85,000 for all three.
And collaborative was?
I think they said 116.
I don't remember what it said.
Yeah, it was 116.
When you say you'd be here every Monday,
meeting with the contractor, do a job walk, make sure that progress is being made and plans are being followed, basically that type of thing.
Talking about once the build starts.
Yes, once the build starts.
So are you trying to utilize him as a project manager or as an architect?
That's just the way he works. So he.
And they're both like that.
They're both do that. Yeah. They both make sure that things are progressing and following the plans and then answering anything that perhaps could come up. Mm-hmm. I think for me, if this was a big project, I would probably go the direction of collaborative. But this is, we're looking at a 4,400 square foot building, plus if we choose to do the warehouse side, it'd be another 1,000-ish. Which is just empty space. There's houses bigger than that here in Big Timber, so it's really not as complicated, in my view, to spend additional extra monies on plants, but that was just my thought on it.
Mayor, can I ask a question?
Yes.
And I may be wrong, but I guess, and maybe I don't understand hiring an architect at this point, but I'm trying to recall if the council approved a motion to build a new city hall as opposed to purchasing an existing building or placing a modular on the site. And I guess my concern would be if we are hiring an architect and spending that kind of money, I would like the council to have had an approved motion that we are going to build as opposed to purchase the building or place a modular on there.
I thought we did that.
No, we
did not. Am I wrong?
We did not.
No.
When we were done with the...
No, it was just never, it just was never got untabled.
Oh, well then, that's not on the agenda, should we? How do we do that?
Well, maybe we should research that, make sure that that's the direction that the council wants to go. We could table this for now.
It seemed like this was the direction we've been going for like 3 months, but...
Well, it got started because I was asking about costs. Well, what are we looking at? Because we had no kind of cost estimate, so we said, well, we need to first of all get somebody to create plans, so then that will lead to how much it's going to cost.
You mean the building?
Yeah.
And we do have that.
How can we have costs?
We don't have the cost of the building, but I think Jim said before we move forward with passing we have plans to get to, in other words, plans have been put together enough for apples to apples comparison for ballparks if we go to two or three or four contractors to get us a ballpark of where the construction costs would be. But I think Jim said to hold off on passing those around until the RFQs were done and this process we're going through of selecting an architect was done. Is that correct, Jim? You said something along those lines.
Yeah, I just didn't want the council to move forward and to be anticipating, you know, paying an architect thousands of dollars if the council had not made motion to build a new city hall as opposed to the alternative.
Did we have an official motion?
No.
Well, we... Okay.
We didn't. We...
No.
I tried to untable it and nobody else would second the motion to open up the discussion on even buying anything. So. And if anybody's interested in going back to Mark Norum, I mean, then I'd like to hear that. But I don't think that's the case with anybody except for me.
Well, does the council want it? We can research the minutes of the previous meetings for the past 8 months and see what the decisions were.
Well, it'd be better than having to come back on us later that we didn't follow a certain step. Maybe verify where we're at, if we need to make a motion for it.
In February, we approved not to co-op with the county in doing their building. And then on March 2nd, we approved to get a quote for both, Councilman Buller, or Councilwoman Baird made a motion to choose option 3 and option 4 to get bids so we can make a comparison when we showed the floor plans. That's it.
But that seems like a direction to me. I mean, we could go around and around for the next 2 years of, you know. I mean, that seemed like
a
direction.
We did hold a public hearing already.
Yeah.
And we showed those preliminaries, so the city's already had it, or the public's already had opinions on that. Do you guys remember that?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know, I think we're going around circles.
Well, let's move some direction here. Mike.
Do we need to make an official motion that we were going to build a building and we're going to move forward from there?
It's not on the agenda.
We can't do it here because that's not on the agenda.
Well, would choosing an architect make that statement at the same time? I mean, obviously you wouldn't, if you're not moving forward with building the building, you wouldn't choose an architect. How did we get to this spot of choosing an architect if we didn't already, I mean, I don't know, to me, we've been going down this road for 3 months already in this direction. And it was never confusing for the last 3 months, but now all of a sudden, for some reason,
I don't have a problem moving forward. I just don't want to run into a problem later on because we didn't cross this T or dot that I.
Yeah.
So, just looking for some clarity here.
Jim, does the fact that the public's already seen preliminary floor plans, they're in on that discussion, they're in on the discussion of going out to, you know, getting pricing from contractors, set a, I don't know, it's precedence or what the right word is, a direction already that they're, I mean, they've obviously had their opportunity to voice an opinion to say we don't want to go down that road. I mean, being there and seeing the plan and not voicing objections to it, to me that's like an indication of, It's kind of like in a contract, if I have a contract to somebody, or I present a contract to somebody, but they don't actually sign it, but they give me the first check on that contract, that's an indication that they have approved that contract. And so it's kind of a similar thing that the city had an opportunity to say no many months now, and or the public has that opportunity for many months, and we've presented it several times now. It just seems like that would be kind of the same type situation.
Well, I don't disagree with you, Leonard. And as Hope said, we did have a public hearing. We presented the options that are available. We don't need to, in my opinion, we don't need to worry about having another public hearing. If the intent of hiring an architect or selecting an architect is simply to give the council more information on the cost of a new building, I don't have an objection to that either. But if we're hiring an architect to move forward, with the intent of building a new city hall, then that's only where my concern arises, because I don't know that the council had voted on a building a new city hall.
Hey, Jim, I just got a question for you. The way it's written in the minutes here, it says decision and architectural engineering services for new city hall building. Does that not cover it?
Yeah, well, I guess if the intent is just to provide the council with more information with respect to the cost, so the council can determine whether or not they want to, go back to Mark Norum and see if he would sell, or if we want to do a modular, I don't have an issue with that, Leonard.
Was there a motion in December when Mark Norum was here whether or not to buy his building or not?
I tried to untable it and never got a second. So I think that's still the answer. I mean, Mike's new.
Well, then that motion died. Your motion died,
yeah, right,
for lack of a second.
Right.
I have an idea. Let's ask the public what is the public's thoughts on what did they perceive that we were doing? What did you guys think we were moving forward or not moving forward? Did you guys have like a direction from all of our discussions or not?
I think we were moving forward. Mm-hmm. You know, we did all the, like you said, we got that done and that done. We had a public meeting where you showed us different plans, and we voted on which one to pick, right, Carrie? And where we're at now, I mean, why go any other direction but forward and get this building done?
I guess I had asked for a cost estimate, and I still yet have one, what this is going to cost. And so that's, I said, well, we need a cost estimate here before we just don't go off and go, we're going to build a new building without knowing what it's going to cost. And so I'd asked, what is the cost of this? And then next thing you know, we have to go find an architecture, even though Leonard says we have some plans that we'd be able to get quotes on, then we went off to do this architectural engineering thing. So.
And for clarification, the only reason we did that is because Jim said not to send out the plans. I had already sent the plans to Hope. Hope was going to send them out to multiple contractors. And Jim said, let's wait until we're done with the RFQs and that process. So we stopped. And then we started going forth, well, let's start moving towards it. I thought it was kind of backwards because I thought, hey, well, let's go out, get the pricing based on those preliminaries. And then we can decide an architect. Now, we still can do that. We can still, if we approve Greg, we have his plans. Obviously, if we approve collaborative, we're starting over. Because Greg's design, we can't pass around if we decide to go with collaborative. If we go with Greg, then we can pass around those plans, get a ballpark figure, which, by the way, all three architects were thinking somewhere between 1.7 and 2 is where this is going to land. But we could take those preliminaries then and actually send them out. And then, you know, because, so basically that's, then we don't have to move forward, or we do move forward.
Well, Leonard, as I recall, you and I had a short conversation about that. And I think what I told you was I didn't want that to happen until the council had approved it, as opposed to you doing that unilaterally.
So, why don't we just table the decision on the architect? Next meeting, we'll put on the agenda to vote whether or not we're building a new city hall. And then we can go from there.
Mr. Mayor?
Mm-hmm. Linda?
I agree with Jeff that it, I mean, to say that we're going to build a new city hall without having some sort of, I mean, it's like, how much is this going to cost?
Well, it's going to cost what we decided we're willing to spend. I mean, we can do a pole building, or we can do, you know, we can spend $5 million. It's up to us how much we want to spend. But we have to have an architect to move forward.
Right.
What the answer to that question would be, so the design that we currently have right now is projected to be somewhere between 1.7 and 2. So it's going to be in that range.
I never remember it being that much initially, but I don't either.
I think it's always, I mean, even when Coulter gave us some rough square footage, or, you know, square foot costs, it was about 300 a square foot. And with the design that Greg had given us, it was like 5,500 square feet, 58. So that's kind of where we got that 1.75.
I kind of remember the original price being between $1 million and $1.5 million, which I anticipated was going to go to $2 million. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Well, that's where the council needs to decide how much money we're willing to spend.
I had asked Hope for what we had in the budget to build this, and she said we had money.
And that's not for me to decide. I don't get to decide the budget for City Hall.
I'm not trying to say you're setting a budget. I wanted to know what you had said, that there was some money that was allocated or would be in there for this.
I don't have money allocated. We have reserve funds.
We had money allocated for the remodel.
Right.
Not for a new build.
Right. So it's up to the council to decide, do we want to spend those reserve funds? I mean, there is money that's outside of this current year's budget that, yes, we could use. If we're saying 1.75 to 2 million, yes, we have that to pay for a city hall. But that's up to the council to decide if you want to use those reserve funds in that way or not.
But did I answer your question, Linda? I mean, it's really up to us to decide to set the budget, and then you design
to the budget.
To the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to speak as Aaron Freed, not as the Chamber Director.
Okay.
If making a decision between alternatives, I would personally like to know, what is a build cost and what are the opportunity costs of that? If you can make so much money off of selling that land and investing it on an expected return, and then using that to either rent somewhere else or buy somewhere else, what is the lifetime cost and benefit of the different alternatives? And I haven't seen that. Maybe I've missed it, but ideally, if I were making that decision, I would want to weigh lifetime costs and benefits.
It kind of seems like to me that we shifted gears, went in reverse, floored it, went all the way back to the very beginning, and we're starting over. It seems like we've gone down all these roads already.
We have not, though, Lynn. I asked for costs, and we're not there.
Yeah, 1.7 to 2. That's what the design is right now. If we want to change that, we would have to do something totally different.
It's too much money.
Mr. Mayor, I have a question.
Yes, Mark.
At some point, was something presented in terms of if we build a brand new city hall, these are the benefits?
Yeah.
Short term, long term. So we can using this library as an example. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody would say, oh, that was a bad idea, mm-hmm. or it didn't pay off, or it didn't bring value to Big Timber. But the new City Hall building, has anybody taken the time to list what's the benefit of a brand new City Hall?
Those things were discussed in different meetings. I mean, one of them being that's where City Hall always was. The idea of selling the lot, that was kind of thrown about too. The value was around $300,000, if I remember right.
I recall that, but I don't recall seeing any bullet points of if we do this new building, this is going to benefit the community. This is going to benefit short term, long term business owners of Big Timber. Where's the benefit? Or what are the benefits, plural?
Well, those things have been mentioned in different meetings, I know. The actual design, exterior design of the building that might fit in with
but that doesn't benefit the community.
It doesn't benefit.
Well, I mean,
it has some benefit to it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to see something. I'd like to see City Hall there instead of an empty parking lot.
Will it help with tourism?
No.
Will it help businesses in Big Timber?
No, it probably won't be a draw to Big Timber as far as tourism goes.
No. $2 million.
Wouldn't be a detractor.
It's $2 million. I'm just trying to see here's why we should do it. That's all.
Well, let's get back to the item on the agenda here. What are we going to do with the decision on an architectural firm?
Mayor, I don't have an issue if we select an architect tonight and at the next meeting the council determines or has a vote with respect to building a new city hall over whatever other options are available. I don't have an objection to that, so long as, you know, the architect that we select understands that we still haven't decided that we're going to, or determined that we're going to build a new building at this point, but it will be within 2 weeks.
So, to go along with what Jim just said, what if we, I mean, this would just be my opinion. Let's approve Greg. We already have a plan to send out. Send that out to the contractors. Find out what the price is. Greg, that's too much. We got to change it. Right? I mean, that's what you wanted to get down to, which I thought we were doing several weeks ago, is to send that plan out. It was ready to go, to get numbers so that we knew where we were at. And I think, to me, that would be a logical next step, because we can always say, Greg, hey, we really love what you got here, but it's too much. So we have to scale it back.
I thought your plan didn't have enough detail in it to get...
No, he did like 7 or 8 sheets now. We were 7 or 8 sheets. He's way into it to get it to a spot to where we can get ballpark numbers. And he made it so everybody can get apple-to-apple comparison. It's not anybody guessing. He took out a lot of the guesswork, showed some stuff, what's going to be needed in the handicap bathrooms, that kind of thing. So everybody knows, and it's how we can get get the pricing. So
I think that makes sense too. We'll at least make a decision here on the next meeting or special meeting or whatever it is where we make a decision on new city hall or not. Then we already have an architect picked, and then at that point in time we'll go get those quotes back, and that can help make a decision if we want to build a brand new building or not.
So with that, can I make a motion?
Go ahead. I have one more question.
Nope, one more question.
Should we put an addendum on that? That we approve this to get the quotes, and that's where...
No, because we don't have... I mean, we can still go as far as we're at now and say, hey, we've changed our mind. We're going, with this is too much money. We got prices back. And now we want to scale back. But we made the decision on who we're going with. So, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion then that we approve Great Button Architecture for the Architects and Engineering Services for the new City Hall building.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve Great Button Architecture as the Architectural Engineering Service for the new City Hall building. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Okay, motion's carried.
I have a question.
Yes.
So we're going to send out the plans to get an estimate from the contractors, and then what is the architect going to do for the money that we're going to...
Either, well, he's not going to get paid anymore if we choose to not move forward, or we scale it back because we can tell him, hey, we got these numbers back from contractors and it's more than what we want to spend. We got to do something. We got to make some modifications to lower the cost.
So this is a quote that we're getting and not a bid for...
This would be, well, if we move forward, this is what it'll cost. But we're just choosing which company we're moving forward.
This is a contract for the architectural services.
Right, I understand that, but then you're going to send out to all these contractors to get a quote?
To build it.
To build it.
To build it.
Not a ballpark, because we don't have a completed set of plans yet by a long ways. We have enough to get ballparks from contractors. Does that make sense?
That will enable us to know if we need to scale something back, or it just gives us a marker to move. Mm-hmm. At that point.
Okay.
Okay. Just seems like you're putting a lot on a contractor to get a quote, and then you'd revise it and then send it out for bid again.
Well,
that's kind of the operations. That's kind of how it works.
It will go out for bid.
Mm-hmm. After a completed set of plans. We don't have engineering and all that kind of stuff. There's a lot left on these plans to do that we don't have, but we have enough to get a range. So that range might be, you know, $75,000 either side of where it's gonna land in some in that range, because we don't have engineering and whatnot. They can't pinpoint it. Once we have a completed set of plans, then those contractors are gonna pinpoint it down. Here's your exact cost, and here's your fee schedules, all that stuff.
So where did we come up, or you come up with that it's approximately $300 a square foot? So we already know approximately.
Well, that was the original number for the remodel on the old City Hall building.
I thought there was some pricing with the various options that we had. You know, the two buildings and then a modular and then a new build. Where did those figures come from? I mean, I know if we bought a building, where those figures came from, but mm-hmm. where did the figure come from a new build versus a modular?
I think that was Coulter. I mean, pretty much he gave us some basic numbers, construction cost numbers.
And we can't just go with that approximate amount?
Well, we can do better than that because we already have enough in the preliminary plan phase to give to various contracts, go to two or three or four, so that we can get, you know, make sure we're in the realm of what we want to spend. We'll know what it is that we're going to be spending, and then we can make a decision to move forward or not with that design.
Okay, next thing, decision on workman's comp coverage with the Montana State Fund through Key Insurance. I mean,
this is what we looked at the last meeting.
Our options are very limited.
Make a motion to approve the state fund coverage.
Is there a second to the motion?
Is that to go with Jason? is that to go with Key Insurance?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve workers' comp coverage with the Montana State Farm through Key Insurance. Or any further discussion from the council? Does the public have any comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion is carried. Okay. Next item is appropriating $200,000 from both the fiscal year water fund budget and the sewer fund budget as additional payments on principal for those loans. How does the council feel about that? There is money there. Hope, if you want to answer any questions the council might have.
Okay. Do you know what interest rate we're getting on that money at the moment as it's invested?
In our CDs, it varies.
Like 3 months.
Some as low as 2.75 and some as high as 3.75.
What's the interest on that?
The interest on the loan is 2.5%, but we also pay administrative fees along with that twice a year when we make our payments.
What about how much is that usually?
Do you know? Well, it depends.
I thought this question would come up from somebody in the public, maybe 8-10 months ago. And why don't we pay off these loans right now if we have these reserve funds or whatever? And we said we make more money and interest on the CDs than the interest that's on the loans. At that time, I thought that was the statement that was made to him. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
At that time, it was probably correct.
Yeah, I think.
But now it's changed.
Well, interest rates have gone down quite a lot.
Bonds are going down.
What they were, 6 months ago, so.
So it's a total of $400,000, $200,000 from each?
Yes.
And we're not slated to do any more streets where we're going to be tearing up water lines and replacing or anything like that, right? That we may need.
Well, this wouldn't come out of the streets fund. This would come out of water and sewer.
But the water would be, you know, if we had to do a street, we're going to replace the water line.
Right.
Yeah. So, I don't think we have any slated to do that or do any of this.
Not at this time.
So it's a good time to do this, Amanda.
It's just kind of a whatever your personal policy is, I guess.
I mean, I kind of like the idea. I mean, I like the idea of reducing the debt, but, you know, if we're making more interest on the CDs, but that's not a guarantee.
Yeah, it's not a guarantee anymore.
So paying this down is a guarantee of lowering the debt.
We make this payment twice a year, Mayho.
Yes.
When do we do, when are those payments?
June 30th and January, or December 31st.
And when you say FY26, we're talking through, this is our current budget through June.
Right.
Okay. How much do we have left in the loans?
A lot.
$5 million or something?
That's like more than.
I don't think so.
I can find out. Hang on just a second.
The loan was like 7 or 8.
I don't think so.
As the loan goes to like
32 or 34. Okay, we owe. On our sewer loan, we owe, well, after June, right now we owe $2 million. That's before June's payment. And on the water treatment plant, we owe $3.14 million. So a little over $5 million.
And you said there's administrative fees?
Yes.
Where?
So the administrative fees for the, and it goes down the more we pay, but the administrative fees for our January payment were about $8,100. And then $32,400 in interest. That's for the water treatment plant. And then for the sewer, we paid about $5,200 in administrative fees. That's just for that one loan payment, and $20,750 in interest.
It's more than it's more than what we're getting on the CD.
Yeah, I think we should do
so
that.
I think we should do it.
Yeah. This is two separate loans.
This is two separate loans.
And we can't combine this $200,000 into one, $400,000 onto one of them?
No. Well, no, because they come out of two different funds. Mm-hmm.
I'm inclined to say we do it.
I am too.
I'll
make a motion.
I just have one question about whether or not this would require a budget amendment. I mean, it's still coming out of the same fund, but it is going for a different purpose.
I think to be safe, yeah, we should do a budget amendment.
And so my thought was, is if it got approved tonight, then I would advertise for, because we have to do a public hearing for a budget amendment. So I could advertise and have the public hearing June 1st.
Okay.
Did we do that when we made the payment to the, paid off the last loan?
We did this before.
I think that was part of the budget.
It was a part of the budget. Yeah. You have a public hearing when you have the budget. So that's just my feeling, mm-hmm. is that if it were just moving, we're going to do something else, an unforeseen cost. But if we're taking, we had it budgeted as an unforeseen cost, and now we're using it to pay off a loan, in my opinion. And Jim, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like we should do a budget amendment.
Yeah, I would agree, Hope.
Okay, well, I'll make a motion to appropriate $200,000 from the fiscal year 26 water fund budget and $200,000 from fiscal year 26 sewer fund budget for additional payments to principal on loans pending budget
amendment.
Amendment.
Mm-hmm. I'll second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to appropriate $200,000 from the fiscal year 26 water fund budget and $200,000 from the fiscal year 26 sewer fund budget for additional payments to principal on loans pending
budget
amendment. Any other comments from the council? Any public comment? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Motion is carried. Okay. Next thing is approve the claims for the second half of April.
What was the work done on the flagpole?
Which claim number is that?
31110. Page two.
Yes, during the windstorm, the cable and one of the flagpoles snapped, and they had to replace it on the way to do that. I don't know how it all works. You have to ask Chris about that. But
they're not under warranty or anything anymore?
Huh?
They're not under warranty or anything?
No.
I think that was included with the wind damage claims with MMIA.
Right.
I think Chris put that in.
It is.
That claim. Yeah.
Page one, claim number 31104. So that gravel, is that part of the streets? And so it was part of the what we had listed as money that was going to be spent on that repair for.
I assume so.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And I guess two down from that is 311.06. Burlington or Santa Fe Railway Company, Pasturage, what's that?
I don't know.
There's an easement under the railroad, this is what I believe it is, for the water line, a secondary water line that goes to Yellowstone Avenue, down kind of by Mike's.
It's right on the corner place. Right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
we pay.
The city gets to pay
easement costs
to Northern on that.
What's that?
Then we could just cut off the water.
That's true. I won't say anything else.
I'll ask Chris.
I'd never seen that on here before. Yeah. That's why I was asking. Oh,
yeah. I think
is that
it is
annual or a monthly payment to the railway.
It's an annual.
Yeah.
The donation to the animal shelter, is that for one of the dogs that we take that are picked up?
Yes, we do that every year.
page 2, claim number 31112. It says public computer repair.
That was the library.
Oh, that's the library?
I have, yeah.
Why is it under, well, maybe I'm reading this wrong.
So.
Fund the 1000, which is general.
General fund, and then 460100 is the library fund.
Okay, got it. Sorry.
That's all right.
Appreciate it. What's a dog waste station?
So last year in the budget, the council approved that Noreen could buy two of those things where you could get the doggy bags.
Oh, okay,
and that's
got
what
it.
They were.
Okay.
She ordered them.
Everyone had a chance to review the claims.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to approve claims for the second half of April 2026.
I'll second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve the claims for the second half of April 2026. Any other comments or questions? All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Motion's carried. Public comment. Anything that was not on the agenda? Yes.
I was just wondering if that spring cleanup day is still scheduled for June 6th?
June
6th.
That's whatever Carol's
got. Do you have anything on that?
Have you gone to it?
Yes. I am still trying to get a flyer from the public services. I've requested one several times. I keep being told that I'm going to get it in my inbox, and it still hasn't not come.
So you don't know if there's extended time or anything?
Okay. I don't know anything yet. I keep getting promised that it's coming and it just hasn't come, so I don't know what time it is. I don't know what items they will or will not accept. I have no idea. All I know is that it's supposed to be June 6th. So I'm sorry. I've tried.
And it was supposed to include hazardous waste material, right?
Right.
So, like,
right.
You don't need to dry out paint. You just bring it to them, right? Or whatever. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you said hazardous waste when...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Hot dogs, I think.
Right.
That's the hazardous waste.
It was the lowest food at hazardous waste.
Any other public comment?
Yeah, buddy.
One more time, public comment. Okay, council concerns.
I've got I've had more than one person talk to me about the pool this summer and the temperature of it, and it's not Barb and Linda. just make that clear.
Thank you.
So it's two other folks that have used it as part of that morning class, and I had told them that I will make a point to be involved with monitoring and want, so I need to know the setup, who sets that temperature. You know, one of the people said that, you know, it's right in this, you know, in the house there at the pool where you can see what this thing's set at. And she thinks it wasn't getting set, and it was super cold in the morning, and then it would get turned on at a later time. I don't know if that's the case, but I would like to be involved with monitoring that, making sure, taking some water temperature readings at 8 in the morning. I have a hard time believing that it's freezing cold in the morning, and then it's too hot for the kids later on.
6 in the morning.
Okay.
That has to run through the night.
Well, that's yeah. The whole point is this person or these two people that I was talking to said, we don't think it's turned on during the night.
Right.
I think it gets shut off, and that's why it's so cold in the morning.
Do we have a thermal blanket for the pool?
Yes,
do they
yes.
cover it?
There is a cover.
But, you know,
okay.
So anyway, I'd like to be involved because I told these people that I would make sure that this is
okay.
monitored, and it may be exactly as Chris was saying it was, or whoever had said that it's set and it's set there and we can't set it any higher because it's going to be too warm for the kids in the afternoon.
So run longer
at
night.
I thought Chris was the one that said it.
I thought it was, but I wasn't 100% sure if that was last year. So.
We still have a leak in the liner, right? And we voted not to fix it yet.
I believe so. We're hoping to put that in the budget this year.
So. When do they add the? I mean, do they have to add water every day to it because it's leaking?
I don't know.
So
I don't. I manage the lifeguards.
That's,
I don't deal with the pool.
So maybe that's a part of the issue is when they're adding water to it and they're adding cold water in the morning. That might be part of
okay.
the problem.
It could be.
Maybe
I can assure
that.
You that is not the problem.
So they're not adding water in the morning.
The little bit of water that's coming in is not the problem.
Okay.
Is it cold to you guys too?
I had to
freezing.
Not. I had to stop going in the morning because
yeah,
it was too cold.
That was the biggest thing: is a bunch of them quit the group because it was just too cold. And,
well,
and they had brought it last summer to us, and Chris seemed to. I think it was Chris that seemed to answer it, saying it's set, and we don't want to set it any higher because it's too hot for the children in the afternoon. So, anyway, I just want to be
okay.
able to monitor some of that and understand the whole system so I can
just
go back to these folks and tell them.
We didn't used to have
yeah,
that problem.
To
it used to be really fine,
so
great,
timer should come
wonderful.
On at 4 in the morning or something.
Kick off at 10 in the morning or something.
Yeah.
Come back on in the evening.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome. And
Jeff,
promise it wasn't either one of these.
Although they signed on right there.
Oh, they did. they brought, you know, Linda brought it to us last summer, so
now you have four,
as an
then.
Issue. So no.
Now you have four complaints, right?
Any other council concerns?
I was just going to make a comment, I guess. I just wish there was somebody who could come up with a good idea to be able to approach some of these bigwigs around this county, because we have a lot of big dollars around this county. I'd love to have them come and make a donation to the city to help. You know, we'll put your name on the city hall. I mean, that's pocket change to these guys. Some way to approach, have access. I don't even know how that would be done, but I just think that would be a good way that they could give back since. Well, and that too, because I'm thinking, you know, as they moved in, the value of the properties have gone up and everybody's taxes have gone up. They haven't given back yet, and I think it would be a great way for them to give back is to make some donations. Some of these, I mean, I don't know how many billionaires are around here, but there's a lot of them, and they need tax write-offs. Right? I mean.
You start a GoFundMe for Big Jim.
Yeah. Anyway, just a thought. I don't know how to accomplish that.
Right.
I'm just a little wig. Little wig and big twig.
Well, big twigs are down there at that.
Down there.
Any other council concerns?
Very good. Make a motion to close the meeting.
There's
well,
one more
let's
thing.
Just wait
you
a minute.
More? You can stick one in there?
There's one still on the agenda.
Budget meeting schedule. Yeah, we'll get you into that one.
Oh, I'm not going to be here.
I also will not be here.
Right, so I know we can't do June 1st anymore. So do we just want to start on the 15th?
Mm-hmm. I'll be gone.
You'll be gone on the 15th?
Yeah.
I'll be back by the 7th if we want to do a special meeting.
I'll be back on the 7th as well.
Yep. I'm still gone. I leave on the 6th, so.
When did you come back?
18th.
Okay. Well, we can do a special meeting.
I guess, kind of talking about this, I know we were going to try to change, because I think you and I are on the committee for at least, like, the payroll stuff.
Right.
So we would be able to at least get a bunch of that information ahead of time, and then if I wasn't here for that meeting, at least you could speak to what we had discussed about, at least
on the
15th. If it was on the 15th, yeah.
Okay.
At least on the wages portion of it.
Okay. So we just have to have a quorum.
Right. We're okay. Not deciding anything. We're just going to start presenting.
Okay.
So June 15th?
The possible budget.
That's okay with me.
Usually Judge Connolly will come and present her budget. The library will present theirs. Chris will present his. And then I usually cover whatever is left. And we also discuss wages, which is coming to you guys shortly.
Yeah, that should be coming to us before the end of the month.
We've met. I'm just waiting on a couple of things.
We meet with the county, too.
Right.
And
see what they're
on those.
So it's just to start getting an idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I'm okay with the 15th because...
Okay.
15th?
The 6th.
Okay. Did I hear a motion coming from Councilman DeVal?
Yes, sir. I move to close this meeting.
Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn or close the meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Do you feel wrong?
The meeting is adjourned.
I know, he ripped me off. That's my duty. Yeah, I took over for, who was the guy before me? I took over Possum, but there was Dan. Dan used to close every meeting. So then I kind of took over.